Welcome. Rachel and Shelby here with the Psychopharmacology Podcast. We wanted to start off this segment with a little joke.
Why did the bodybuilder cross the road?
Why, Shelby?
He didn't. There's no walking on leg day.
That was a good one. Thanks, Shelby. Like we said, I'm Rachel. I'm a senior at Kalamazoo College studying psychology with a concentration in community and global health, and I'm also a volleyball player here on campus.
I'm Shelby, and I'm a biology major with a psychology minor. I also played volleyball, and we're going to talk to you guys a little bit about pre-workout supplements. All right, we chose this topic because we are both former athletes. We spent a lot of time in the gym, and we continue to spend time in the gym. And we've noticed that some people use pre-workout, some people don't. We've heard a lot of good things and a lot of bad things about it, and we just kind of want to clear up the air about it and educate ourselves and as well as you guys. So,
yeah. Just in terms of a brief outline for our podcast today, first we'll be discussing what pre-workout supplements even are, some of the popular brands, what kind of ingredients they contain, whether or not they're regulated, and implications for safety and effectiveness. Who uses these products? We'll even feature a special guest to talk about her experience with pre-workout supplements. Ultimately, we want you to leave this podcast with more education on what to know before you decide to consume this. In terms of what these products actually contain, according to Jessica Crandall, a registered dietitian and a spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, states there's really no good definition of what a pre-workout supplement is, and a lot of companies are just slapping it on products because it's in right now. But in general, it's a product that it's intended to boost energy levels, generally through a combination of B vitamins, carbs, and antioxidants. And Shelby's actually bringing to us a study from 2018 that's a little more specific on what's often in these products.
Yeah, so Cameron et al. States that this is a class of supplement that includes a combination of ingredients like caffeine, taurine, branched-chain amino acids, creatine, glutamine, and beta-alanine. And oftentimes, these pre-workouts can contain 150 to 200 milligrams of caffeine per scoop, which is four times a cup of coffee, just to put it into context.
Wow, that's a lot of caffeine. What's the point of taking all that, do you think?
So manufacturers tend to claim that their pre-workout supplement will enhance energy levels and reduce sensations of fatigue during exercise. So you can work out longer, work out harder, without getting tired as easily as normal people would.
Yeah, I can actually definitely relate to that. I've taken pre-workout probably on four occasions. The most recent one being, I went into GNC Sports and I was like, okay, I'm in the market for this. And this one of the workers there gave me like a little sample of the LIT brand, Beyond Raw LIT, clinically dosed pre-workout. And it was in the gummy worm flavor. And it was supposed to like make you tingle, which it weirdly did, but I'm not sure how much of that was just, you know, a placebo effect. After looking more about this product, though, I see that it has 250 milligrams of caffeine per serving.
Wow.
Which was crazy, but I'm not going to lie, it was extremely effective. I got on the treadmill, and I'm someone who has a hard time staying on the treadmill for more than 10 to 20 minutes, and I probably ran for a good 45 minutes and then had a full weightlifting session after that, and I felt great. And, you know, I was like, here's my new answer, but, you know, I'm always worried, is this safe?
Yeah, so I actually have read in another study by Jagim et al., and they said that a lot of participants that took pre-workout said that they felt more focused. Did you experience any of that feeling at all?
Oh, yeah, I had my Spotify workout playlist going, and it was just like, we're in the gym for, I had like a full workout for 2 hours where normally I definitely have moments of fatigue. I have to take a breath, but it was like, what am I going to do next? What machine am I going to go use? You know, what new exercise am I going to do? It's crazy.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So for the next part of our podcast, we wanted to bring in an expert in the weightlifting world and a user of pre-workout. So this is James.
Hello.
Welcome, James. Thank you so much for joining us via phone conversation today. We really appreciate it. Could you just tell us about how you found out about pre-workout?
Yeah, of course. So, I started like consistently lifting in the weight room when I came to college. and kind of got all up into the supplement world. So I've tried a whole bunch. But I think pre-workout has definitely been the most consistent in my workout routine. And it just gives me that energy boost I need when I hit the gym later in the day, when I'm kind of drained and tired from school.
Right. Like, I imagine it's something that's more common among people who have the 9-to-5 or, you know, are students, because it's kind of exhausting to push yourself after a long day of, you know, whatever you're doing. So is that why you started using it?
What's that?
Would you say that's why you started using it?
I think so. I think it's kind of a mix between just kind of feeling tired and needing that extra boost, mm-hmm. but also, like, everyone else in the fitness industry is using it, so I wanted to try it.
Right.
So kind of just brushed off.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So what do you know about the pre-workout you're taking? And maybe if you want to talk about the pre-workout that you're taking, how much caffeine's in it maybe?
Yeah, so I think the pre-workout I'm taking right now is called Bucked Up. It's actually pretty potent. I think there's about 250 to almost 300 milligrams of caffeine in it.
Okay.
I think the only other thing I know about it is that there's something called, what's it called? I'm not entirely sure what the exact name of it is, but there's something in it that makes you tingle.
And oh, then, yeah. Like, I had a similar experience. I took, like, the Lit Gummy Bear brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to, like, enhance muscle.
Like, I think some people take pre-workout just for that because it makes them tingle. And it's not even the caffeine that gives them that energy boost.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right. Like, I mean, sometimes I'll take it and I'll be scratching my head because it just makes me itch so much.
Oh, wow. So have you ever had a more negative experience than just, like, being itchy than that?
I've had a pretty negative experience with another pre-workout I took, which has, like, I think over 400 milligrams of caffeine in it.
Wow.
And I took it for the first time, and I almost passed out during my workout, so.
Do you ever feel, like, you know, intense heart palpitations, too, that might kind of borderline scare you?
No. No, because I think I'm kind of used to the caffeine now, but, like, having taken, like, a large dose for the first time is a little scary, but I mean, once that happened, I stopped doing that.
Right, yeah. Would you say that your reaction to, like, a simple cup of coffee now maybe just doesn't get you going anymore?
Yeah, I would definitely say that, because I drink a cup of coffee every morning, and I don't think I drink it for the energy boost now. I kind of just enjoy the taste.
Right.
Do you know how much caffeine's in a cup of coffee?
I think it's about 75 to 80 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's close.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining. One last question. Would you recommend pre-workout to other people, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think I would recommend pre-workout to other people. I think it's good to use it in moderation and kind of figure out what your body can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So starting, you know, with not as much caffeine in the pre-workout, and then if you want to, you can move up.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely not exceeding more than, like, 250 milligrams of caffeine, because, I mean, at that point, it's just not worth it.
Yeah,
right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time with us today, James. Thanks for sharing your story. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Wow, that was really great to hear from James and his more regular experience with pre-workout supplements. So clearly we can see, you know, from his experience and also from my small experience, the caffeine that is in pre-workout is an effective stimulant that reduces feelings of fatigue and increases time to exhaustion. Primarily, studies have shown that this is more helpful with longer duration endurance exercises. And it can even lengthen them by 20% to 50%. For example, Spreet et al., Graham, Etchison, and Pullman, and Dulo. We'll link all these within the credits of our podcast, but these are all studies that have looked at the effects of caffeine on workout performance. And specifically, one I'm thinking of right now, Smith et al., 2010, concluded that aerobic performance and training volume is improved with an acute ingestion of caffeine. So I think what we want to learn more about is, again, like Shelby said earlier, typical glass of coffee, which are most individuals' access to caffeine consumption in the day, is, you know, roughly 85 milligrams. And so what does the effect of having these higher levels of caffeine, and especially for a sustained length of time, what are the long-term implications on health of the individual, and, you know, what's the overall safety of these products?
Yeah, so a lot of the conclusions that articles are making are that, yes, pre-workout is very effective, but there can also be a lot of risks. So some of the risks that come along with pre-workout can include things like heart arrhythmias, palpitations, feelings of restlessness, anxiety, insomnia, irritability, dizziness, and diuresis. So it's important to think about how much caffeine we're putting into our bodies. There's no specific or defined limit by like the FDA or the CDC about how much caffeine we can take. But generally it's accepted that a cup of coffee is okay, but maybe 5 cups of coffee isn't. So around 300 to 500 milligrams is kind of getting up there, and you don't really want to go over that because you can experience some of these risks. It's important to acknowledge the risks of pre-workout because while the FDA has expanded their authority, telling manufacturers that they need to list what is in these supplements, they don't have to say anything about the safety and efficacy of the supplement ingredients. So some of the ingredients they could be putting in there, they don't even fully understand or know what they're doing in the body. And like James said, it has been risky for him before, and it's been risky for a lot of other people. So it's important to call for more action from the FDA to regulate these things, just to keep people safe and prevent some of these adverse outcomes that you can get with excessive caffeine intake. And
like Shelby mentioned, it's especially important to be conscientious of ingredient quantities and what the ingredients actually are. And one that we found is pretty common among pre-workout supplements is an ingredient, niacin, which when overdosed can be potentially dangerous, particularly if consumers ingest other niacin-containing compounds. So according to Mayo Clinic, niacin is a vitamin B3. It's often a part of a daily multivitamin, which most people get through food they eat. These include like yeast, milk, meat, tortillas, and cereal grains. And it's also often used to treat high cholesterol. But in high doses, niacin can cause severe skin flushing, dizziness, rapid heartbeat, itching, nausea, and vomiting, liver damage, and abdominal pain. These are some things that James said he actually experienced. So we're wondering about the potential interaction between the caffeine and the niacin in his experience.
Research has also discovered sex differences with the use and effects of pre-workout supplements. For example, a study by Jagerman et al. From 2019, there were 1,045 participants that completed an online survey on the use and their beliefs of pre-workout stimulants, and most of them reported using one serving size, while 14% reported using two or more, and 18% reported ingesting multi-ingredient pre-workout supplement more than once per day. And interestingly enough, the majority of these subjects were men, and they were also mostly NCAA male athletes. On the female side of things, it's important to note that caffeine is not metabolized as quickly in women, mostly because a lot of women are using hormonal birth control. Here are some recommendations that we have for you before you buy and use pre-workout. Be mindful of the ingredient profile. Make sure you're looking at what's in the pre-workout that you plan to take, and make sure you're aware of how much caffeine is in it, as well as how much caffeine in total that you're ingesting on a daily basis. Also, make sure you're looking at the serving size recommendation so you're not overdoing it. And also be mindful of the false advertising, because remember, they don't have to prove efficacy. And also keep track of how much of the pre-workout you are using, as well as other supplements, because again, these aren't regulated. So you just have to be listening to your body.
Yeah, and overall, we just recommend to not consume more than the recommended dosage. Typically, this is like one scoop of pre-workout. And also be mindful of if you had coffee or tea that day. Also, we found some trusted brands that are cited in Jagmin et al., and those include Informed Choice, NSF, and the Banned Substances Control Group. And so these are brands that you can look to and see, like, okay, is this product safe or not? Mm-hmm. And lastly, Collins et al., 2017, found that short-term ingestion, about 8 weeks, does not seem to be dangerous for human health, but researchers still don't know about the safety of long-term ingestion. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you found this podcast helpful, perhaps even enlightening. And Shelby, you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. And don't be afraid to drop a couple comments. We'd love to hear what you guys are thinking about our podcast. So hope you have a good day.
Thanks.